On a peaceful farm, where the sun bathed the fields in golden light, lived Murphy, the spirited dachshund, Dottie, the kind-hearted dairy cow, Ollie, the talkative rooster, and Penny, the perky piglet. Their bond was as strong as the roots of the ancient oak tree that stood in the heart of the farm. One bright morning, Farmer Sam discovered that one of Dottie's calves, Daisy, was missing. Panic spread through the farm as the animals realized one of their own had wandered off. Penny oinked with concern. "Daisy is missing! We must find her!" Murphy, Ollie, and the other farm animals sprang into action, determined to help find Daisy. Even Whiskers, the naughty cat, who had been napping in the barn, woke up and joined the search. As they combed the farm, Dottie's gentle eyes filled with worry. She had been looking after Daisy, and now she feared for her calf's safety. Dottie was so worried that she couldn't sleep, her deep, sad moos echoing through the night. Hours turned into a long day, and the sun began to set. The farm animals had searched every nook and cranny, but found no sign of Daisy. Their hearts were heavy with worry. Penny, refusing to give up, squealed, "We can't stop searching! Daisy needs us!" The other animals agreed, knowing they couldn't rest until Daisy was found. They decided to extend their search beyond the farm and into the nearby woods. As they walked into the forest, night came, casting dark shadows and eerie sounds. But the farm animals pressed on, determined to reunite Daisy with her mother. Suddenly, Ollie spotted a faint flicker of light through the trees. They followed it and found Daisy, stuck in a thicket, shivering and scared. Murphy barked with joy. "We found her!" Daisy was glad to be found. "I'm sorry, everyone. I saw some pretty flowers near the edge of the woods, and I wanted to take a closer look. But then, I got turned around and I couldn't find my way back." Penny, understanding, oinked gently. "It's okay, Daisy. We're here to bring you back to your mom." Murphy nuzzled Daisy and barked, "You're safe now, Daisy. Let's go back to the farm." Together, they carefully freed Daisy from the thicket and guided her back to the farm. Dottie, overjoyed, licked her calf's head and nuzzled her with love. Whiskers, who had been silent throughout the search, approached Daisy and purred in his own way to comfort her. Dottie, with tears of joy in her eyes, mooed, "Thank you, my dear friends. You've brought my Daisy back to me." As the moon rose high in the night sky, the farm animals gathered around the ancient oak tree, their bonds stronger than ever. They had faced the fear of losing one of their own and had come together to bring her home. And Dottie, her heart now at ease, slept soundly under the watchful eyes of her friends. The search for Daisy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all you farmyard enthusiasts out there, welcome to the most utterly fantastic adventure in the whole wide barnyard. It's time to put on your imaginary overalls, grab your make-believe pitchfork, and join us for a rollicking good time on Farm Tales, Stories for Kids. So gather round, little farmers, and make yourself comfy. It's storytelling time on Farm Tales, Stories for Kids. Get ready to snuggle up, giggle, and let your imagination run as wild as a herd of playful goats. Today's episode is called The Search for Daisy. On a peaceful farm, where the sun bathed the fields in golden light, lived Murphy, the spirited dachshund, Dottie, the kind-hearted dairy cow, Ollie, the talkative rooster, and Penny, the perky piglet. Their bond was as strong as the roots of the ancient oak tree that stood in the heart of the farm. One bright morning, Farmer Sam discovered that one of Dottie's calves, Daisy, was missing. Panic spread through the farm as the animals realized one of their own had wandered off. Penny oinked with concern. "Daisy is missing! We must find her!" Murphy, Ollie, and the other farm animals sprang into action, determined to help find Daisy. Even Whiskers, the naughty cat, who had been napping in the barn, woke up and joined the search. As they combed the farm, Dottie's gentle eyes filled with worry. She had been looking after Daisy, and now she feared for her calf's safety. Dottie was so worried that she couldn't sleep, her deep, sad moos echoing through the night. Hours turned into a long day, and the sun began to set. The farm animals had searched every nook and cranny, but found no sign of Daisy. Their hearts were heavy with worry. Penny, refusing to give up, squealed, "We can't stop searching! Daisy needs us!" The other animals agreed, knowing they couldn't rest until Daisy was found. They decided to extend their search beyond the farm and into the nearby woods. As they walked into the forest, night came, casting dark shadows and eerie sounds. But the farm animals pressed on, determined to reunite Daisy with her mother. Suddenly, Ollie spotted a faint flicker of light through the trees. They followed it and found Daisy, stuck in a thicket, shivering and scared. Murphy barked with joy. "We found her!" Daisy was glad to be found. "I'm sorry, everyone. I saw some pretty flowers near the edge of the woods, and I wanted to take a closer look. But then, I got turned around and I couldn't find my way back." Penny, understanding, oinked gently. "It's okay, Daisy. We're here to bring you back to your mom." Murphy nuzzled Daisy and barked, "You're safe now, Daisy. Let's go back to the farm." Together, they carefully freed Daisy from the thicket and guided her back to the farm. Dottie, overjoyed, licked her calf's head and nuzzled her with love. Whiskers, who had been silent throughout the search, approached Daisy and purred in his own way to comfort her. Dottie, with tears of joy in her eyes, mooed, "Thank you, my dear friends. You've brought my Daisy back to me." As the moon rose high in the night sky, the farm animals gathered around the ancient oak tree, their bonds stronger than ever. They had faced the fear of losing one of their own and had come together to bring her home. And Dottie, her heart now at ease, slept soundly under the watchful eyes of her friends.